Australian Greens leader Richard Di Natale was on the far north coast of New South Wales on the weekend, regrouping after what he called a terrible few weeks for his party. He said he considers the region a heartland as it's home to two Greens mayors, state MPs in the upper and lower house, and many local councillors. But even here, supporters appeared disillusioned about the party's future, as Samantha Turnbull discovered when she spoke to locals in Brunswick Heads.
Richard Di Natale might have wanted something like a comforting group hug when he turned up to Brunswick Heads on the New South Wales north coast.
I'd like you all to welcome Richard Di Natale to speak tonight.
He might have been among supporters, but they were ones who came with hard questions.
I seem to say this at every big Greens meeting I go to. What's the plan? We have to have a plan. You're talking to a big supportive Greens audience here who have been devastated in the last week. Yeah. Really devastated. Scott Ludlam and Larissa were my heroes.
The meeting was advertised as a place where Richard Di Natale would be sharing the Greens' vision for Australia, stopping the Adani coal mine, protecting the Great Barrier Reef, ending political donations, and calls for an anti-corruption watchdog in federal parliament were all on the agenda. But most of the discussion related to improving and growing the party itself.
How do we avoid our members and also representatives being cut off by the political establishment? As we are a social movement and we are spun by the grassroots people, what's the solution for us to get beyond the doubt that people sometimes plague us with?
I think there's a couple of things. One is you've got to make sure that the culture remains strong, and we've got to, as a party, continue to build a culture that is respectful and inclusive and welcoming. We have to make sure that we don't ever enter territory where we are going to be susceptible to those vested interests, through whether it be lobbying, donations and so on. And we've got to have a lot of integrity in that area as well.
The recent loss of two of its senators over dual citizenship problems are scaring some Green supporters. They're concerned about the party's image and future.
The events of the last month or so haven't been ideal, but I think that they're symptomatic of any large organisation from the like the Greens.
Oh, look, we've obviously had a big month.
And obviously there has been a lot going on for us, and it hasn't all been positive, but, you know, we can move forward, I think.
Richard Di Natale declined a face-to-face interview with the local ABC at the meeting, but told the party faithful that the Greens are bigger than the sum of their parts.
We had a terrible few weeks. No sugarcoating, no question. But I just love this, oh, well, the Greens are gone now. This is the end of the Greens. And I heard that when Bob left, then when Christine left. Oh, well, that's the end of the Greens because, you know, Bob and Christine represented the longevity and a particular strand within the Greens, and when they go, you know, the party's over. And of course now, in the middle of all this, we've lost our two senators. Oh, well, this is the beginning of the end. It's not. This is a movement that's bigger than any one of us, and that's why it's going to continue to grow. And the challenge for us is to make it happen and happen quickly, because if we don't, we're going to lose this beautiful, fragile planet of ours. And that is the challenge that lies before each and every one of us.
It's Greens leader Richard Di Natale ending Samantha Turnbull's report from Brunswick Heads on the New South Wales north coast.